Good afternoon, everyone. So today, I'm going to talk about hybrid IT management. I'm going to be talking about it from a really high level. We're going to start with discussing what the hybrid cloud is, and I would actually appreciate a lot of participation. I know it's late afternoon and people are getting sleepy, and there's been a lot of presentations, so if you can participate a little bit, that would be great, and it would give other people some examples of what you're doing in your company and stuff. So that's me, and we're in the same suit, so I feel like the future is, you know, at least for the next 5 years and stuff, it's the hybrid cloud. Can anybody explain what a hybrid cloud is? Or does everybody know what it is? Show of hands if you know what a hybrid cloud is. Okay. Can you explain, sir?
It's a combination of private, public, and on-prem.
Okay. So if you have something on-prem and then you also deploy something to the cloud and there's some kind of connection between them, then I would say it's a hybrid cloud. Any practical examples of why you would have a hybrid cloud, what you would use it for?
How about data that you absolutely don't want to let off outside of your premises?
So backup is a popular thing for disaster recovery, backup. Any other examples? Yeah.
So in the SharePoint world, especially SharePoint 2013, SharePoint 2016, and Office 365, you can blend Office 365 and SharePoint on-premise. So you have some services that you're making use of from Office 365, some things you have available on-premise. Search is a great example where you have on-premise content and cloud and content in your cloud in, say, OneDrive for business, where you want to be able to index all of it and have a common search place for it, but it's split between the on-premise and the cloud.
Yep, that's another great example of an application being used. Now, before, like, a lot of people are moving to Office 365, and before, if you're a Windows shop, you have Active Directory, right? And when you move to Office 365, you deploy Active Directory, and you have Active Directory, then you have to set up something called a directory sync, which basically takes your copy of what you have in Active Directory and puts it in Azure Active Directory in the cloud. And there you go, you have a hybrid cloud. You have a connection between the two. And there you go. Any questions so far about what a hybrid cloud is? All right. So, I mean, I really think, you know, that is the future because right now, you know, most people have something on-premise unless you're a startup and you're just starting in the cloud. Hybrid cloud is actually, getting the most investment out of, all the other technology components. So it's a big thing and up and coming. So this presents a problem. Now that you have items in your on-premise as well as something in the cloud, and you could be using multiple cloud services. You could be using AWS, you could be using Azure, something else. Well, how do you manage everything? You know, are you going to deploy System Center, which you would do on an on-premise environment to manage it, and then when you do a deployment in the cloud, deploy it again? I mean, System Center, everybody knows. I mean, it takes a full-time person just to keep it up and running and, you know, an expert to actually use it. So it gets quite, it would get quite complex. And now that, you know, people are deploying multiple environments, dev environment, test environment, in the cloud, and then you have production on-premise, how do you manage security around this? How do you know that, okay, the virtual machine that's in the cloud has a security hole or hasn't been updated? So these are all challenges now once you know, hybrid cloud becomes big in your organization. So, other challenges around this is that, you know, for managing something, IT management, if you have a backup system, it has its own management tools, its own dashboard. For disaster recovery, you'll have something else. Applications have their own consoles, so you have to go to multiple places to, you know, be able to manage something. You know, and there's other challenges, like, you know, people ask, you know, well, I'm on premise, and I feel like people are talking about the cloud, how easy it is, but it feels really complex to get to. And then I feel like I don't know what my world is. You know, how am I managing this in the cloud? Now, I know how to do everything on premise, but now that I'm in the cloud, I feel like I have to constantly be logging in and making sure that everything's okay. So that's where this hybrid IT management comes in. And what I'm going to be talking about is Microsoft's solution for doing hybrid IT management, which is called Operations Management Suite. So before I get to Operations Management Suite, some of the other challenges that we face, disaster recovery challenges. So with on-premise, you know, we have certain applications, for example, you know, a proprietary ERP system might need a different set of disaster recovery tools to make sure that it's available in case of a disaster, while, you know, your Microsoft infrastructure environment with your domain controllers and stuff will require a different solution. So you have multiple solutions that you have to manage for disaster recovery. It's complex, it's costly. If you do any upgrades to your environment, you have to make sure that your disaster recovery environment is upgraded as well. So these are some of the challenges when it comes to hybrid cloud. One of the other uses for hybrid cloud is... That doesn't like my presentation.
Sorry, it was off when I plugged it in.
Other uses for a hybrid cloud is it acting as another data center for you. So a lot of companies don't realize that when you're actually deploying something into the cloud, like Azure, you have to be conscious that you're actually creating another data center for yourself. And you have to treat it as such, and you need to architect it in a way that it's going to be scalable, flexible for you based on your needs. A lot of clients start out with, oh, I just want to deploy this application in there, and I'm just going to deploy these couple of virtual machines in there, and, you know, create a network that choosing the defaults and stuff like that. But then it becomes really inflexible really quick. But if you do it right, your data center extension, your hybrid cloud can allow you to have meet demand. So if you have something in on-premise that, hey, we're getting a lot of website hits coming in, I want to deploy virtual machines, you can just do that in Azure and then meet that demand right away. This is going to get a lot easier once the Azure stack is released. Well, is it released? It's preview or something, but it's going to be released soon. The Azure stack, anybody want to take this one, what the Azure stack is? You want to explain it?
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah.
I can explain it. Go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's first off, Azure Stack is expected to release after we release Server 2012 or 2016. So we're probably expecting that come August timeframe. So after that, we should release Azure Stack. And Azure Stack is basically Azure. It's the commands and stuff, the infrastructure we use to create Azure and run Azure in our data centers. It's that exact same code. It's the code we use in Azure, but for you to run in your data center to make a scalable elastic cloud on premises. How's that?
Yeah, perfect. So so this is Azure, and this is right now connected to Microsoft Data Center. And you basically have the same tool for your on-premises stuff. Is that right?
Yep.
So that's what the Azure Stack will be. So now you have one set of management tools to admit, that work on-premises as well as in the cloud, and then it makes it really easy to move resources back and forth. So now it's a true data center extension for you, which is what Azure is. Any questions about that?
Yeah, just one. So I presume that would mean that that would only be for you to run with your own stuff internally. You couldn't host any other people or let them have access to your portal, right?
Well, yeah, it is your, it's for your own data center, yeah.
But you couldn't run your own Azure and sell it?
No.
I don't
think it's licensed for that.
I don't know. I haven't seen the license agreement, but I don't see why necessarily not.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, actually, I don't know how the license is going to work and whether it's going to be cost effective for you to be able to.
I was just wondering, like, that whole interface and everything that was geared towards like the multi-user, the same everything that is in Azure, or if it's a more like lockdown.
So the way it's going to come is two ways. One is it'll plug into the current portal, so you'll actually use your regular Azure portal from Microsoft to manage it, and it'll just be another node in there. You know, when you go to East US, West US, you'll have my data center, you know, and so that's one way to do it. But they'll also be able to do it completely disconnected, so that if you want, you know, to have your own network, no connection to the internet, or you know, any variant thereof, you can do it completely yours without any tie into Microsoft's Azure whatsoever. So you'd be able to do both. It will be a for-charge product. that stuff hasn't been announced of what it'll cost and how they're going to license it and that.
Very interesting.
Any other questions? Great question. Backup challenges, another great solution for a hybrid cloud is to take care of your backups. It again, scalability is a big thing with backups. You might, I don't know, I mean, I was an IT director once, and for some reason we would always be running out of space, and you would constantly worried about your backups and whether you have enough space or not. So this really helps with that as well. And then some of the challenges that you face with a hybrid cloud is, you know, security. And the expectation is that, you know, if it's in the cloud, it should never have any downtime, which is not really true. You could have downtime because somebody made a configuration change. Or something. So, you know, how do you manage that downtime and make sure that that you can get it up and running as quickly as possible? Also, compliance. Your on-premise data center might already be in compliance with a lot of you know, financial regulations or any of the other regulations. So, how do you make sure that you extend that to your data center in the cloud? And so these are some of the challenges with hybrid cloud and some of the solutions that you can provide. And now I'm going to talk about kind of how the management piece gets into it. So if you're going to be managing items in the cloud, you probably want a tool that works like other cloud platforms do. So IT management as a service is what Microsoft is going to be selling. So it's just like you can now have SharePoint, you have Exchange as a service, which is what Office 365 is. Now you're basically going to have SCCM, your System Center, as a service. But it's different because it's, you know, a cloud interface, making it, you know, available, you know, all the time, and you're able to connect anything to that management service. So right now, if with System Center, you know, it has items need to be that network to be able to talk to the System Center servers. Well, now with management as a service, you know, you could have a virtual machine anywhere, at your house, in the cloud, in any cloud, not just Azure, but AWS, or you're on-premise, and you install an application, which is called a worker, which connects to the operation management suite, Microsoft, and supplies the data in that form. Does that make sense? Yeah. So again, we talked about this, management anywhere, any cloud, any platform. So operations management suite, I'm gonna call it OMS, supports AWS or anywhere you can install this application. There's the worker process can be installed on Linux as well as Windows. The other benefits that are built into OMS for IT management is one of the big ones is automation. So what OMS can do is it will collect all the log information from your servers and collect them. And then what you can do is, based on certain events, you can run a runbook or a PowerShell command, or you can even use DSC to do some kind of work or some kind of automation. You can also, for example, you know, one of the big ones is, you know, are all the updates installed? So right now, you know, with System Center and using Windows Server update services, you can be ensured that all your on-prem servers have all the updates. You have a console to look at that. But what about your cloud servers? So this, with automation, you can make sure that, oh, this one doesn't have updates installed, go ahead and run updates. Or the wires definitions on your virtual machine and the cloud isn't updated, go and update it or install the virus program. So you can do automation. You can do, with all the log information coming in, right out of the box, you can do keyword searches and really powerful queries to find information that you're looking for. So that is pretty awesome as well. And then Operation Management Suite also ties into the backup, Azure backup, as well as disaster recovery solutions that Azure provides. And that is actually the next presentation that that's going to do. So he'll get into that. So we talked about you can collect and analyze log data and then run any automation based on those. The search queries are really powerful. You can create searches, and then you can basically drag and drop the search into a dashboard so that whenever you log into this, into OMS, you have the information that you need right away. Again, this is the really nice dashboard. We'll demo that in a second here that OMS provides. Security related, you can make sure that you know, if there is a breach or you find that, oh, I have a rule that port 80 should be closed throughout my organization, and you find it open, then you know this could be one of the ways that it alerts you. Automation and runbooks, so you can, it provides a graphical interface to your runbooks and make sure that you know, it is run and gives you feedback. So this is the portal where you can go and check that. It also ties in with all these other items. There's a lot of modules, and there's new ones coming out all the time, so that you can run automation with you know, GitHub, VMware, AWS. So if you find something in your AWS servers, you can use Operation Management Suite, OMS, to actually run some command over in AWS to do something. So collect the event, figure out what it is, and then run a command back. Does that make sense? Yeah? And then I'm a big proponent of automation because clicking through something, you're some admin is going to have some errors. You can type something wrong. Automation is the way to go, especially in the cloud. So, time for a demo. I'm going to make this fairly quick. What I'm going to show you is how to install the worker process and how easy it is. And then we'll see, you know, kind of do a preview of the OMS system. So first of all, OMS is free to start using right away. It provides 500 megs of event data. It will store 500 megs of event data, and after that, it will just start rewriting it for 7 days worth. So you can basically go home and register for an account, and then install it on your home computers and start collecting data for your home computers and see what you find. It's really easy to get started on this. And that's exactly what I'm going to do here, is once you log in, you get this dashboard here. And I'm going to make this smaller. I'm going to go into settings. Go to connected sources, and I'm going to download the agent. .27 MB file. I already have it downloaded. That's what we thought. So as you can see here, there's a Windows version, and there's also a Linux agent. And the way the connection is made is when you go through the setup, and you can obviously deploy this through other automated means. We don't have to go through the graphical interface all the time. I'm going to select connect the agent to Azure Operational Insights. And it's going to ask me for an ID and key, which is your security measure, to connect to this workspace of OMS. So now it takes about 5-10 minutes for it to show up, but this computer, my laptop now, is going to be constantly be sending data and events over to OMS, which OMS will then provide you the ability to analyze what's going on with the computer. So I've already added a couple other ones, and you can see that it says for malware assessment, there's both my computers have some issues there. So you can drill down, see what the issue is, probably that it hasn't been updated to, the virus definition hasn't been updated. Same thing, another important one, system update. One computer is missing critical updates, so right off the bat it provides this. If I go to the solution gallery here, this is a growing list of items that basically are built-in modules that can provide you can do something and provide you a dashboard to look at. So here's an AD assessment. So if you have all your domain controllers in here, you know, I haven't used it, but this module will provide the help of your Active Directory environments. There's another one here regarding Active Directory, which tells you how the replication between the servers is working or not. There's one coming soon about containers. And then some of the big ones are the Azure Site Recovery, which is for disaster recovery. So you can do, I mean, this was only released, I think, late last year, and it was in preview for a while. There's a lot of different uses, and this is going to be the main way that Microsoft is going to push for you to manage all your environments in Azure and on-premise eventually. I'm also going to show you how this fits into, so this is OMS is already tied into Azure. So if I go into Azure and suppose that I went in and created a new virtual machine, Windows Server 2012, and I can go ahead and create this. You guys have already seen how to create a virtual machine. But once it's created, I can go in here, and there's a Log Analytics OMS that I can go ahead and click. And what this will do is give me my workspace, which is Microsoft presentation, and it will tell me here's my virtual machines. And this one, it says, is already connected, so it already installed the agent for me. This one is not connected. I can go ahead and click and say connect. And this will basically go into that virtual machine and do the install and connect it to my workspace automatically instead of me trying to go into that that GUI setup that I did. And then once that is done, then you'll have the information here for to use. This is the log search. Again, you can tell it to pick up log files, IIS log files, any log files, event logs, and then provides a really powerful search to be able to search through those logs. The dashboard, this is a very customizable tool where you can select items of your interest, like give me all software changes. So in your environment, if you want to know what has changed since yesterday, you can go ahead and do that. Here's the one about all IIS log entries. So again, it's a tool that now you don't require an expert that knows SCCM to be able to go in and use and provide information that you need about your environment. You can go in and really easily build what you need yourself. That's pretty much the demo. Any questions about this?
Yes. Is
there
any difference AWS and Azure?
No, it's again, it's in AWS, if you have virtual machines and you just install that agent and it provides the same information that you get through Azure. The only difference is that the automation piece, AWS has its own set of tools where you can run commands on, while Azure has other commands that you can. So obviously there's deeper integration with Azure than with AWS. But it will work right off the bat with AWS. Great question. Yeah?
So just a high level overview of how I do it. I go to the Microsoft Operations Management Suite.
Yep.
I go ahead and create an account.
Yep.
And how do I tie that again into Azure?
So in there, there's in settings, There's a place. It won't show it to me here, but...
is that the log analytics OMS or no?
Yeah, but yes, that's exactly it. And it will show you the workspaces that you've created in OMS, and then you can connect it to.
So I create that account then?
Yeah, you first have to create the OMS account.
And then that account I somehow tie in with when I say add. It says add this OMS log and analytics. That's where I would add that in there.
Yep.
And then any machine that I install that agent on, now it's on, it's plugged in.
Exactly. So actually when you go through the setup for OMS, when you're actually setting up your account, it asks you, you know, do you have an Azure tenant that you want to link to this workspace? So you can, it doesn't have to be the same account. You can, as long as you have rights to that tenant space, you can connect that Azure to any workspace. Great question. Anything else? Yeah?
Would you compare it with VRealize?
Sorry?
VRealize, similar product, right?
Yes.
So which one is?
I haven't used the other one.
Pounds and pros.
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody else know?
Which is the other product?
What was the other product? VRealize?
No, VRealize, just one.
VRealize,
VRealize, yeah.
I can actually probably speak best to it. VRealize Operation Center does much of the same things.
Exactly.
The only difference is that the VRealize, the VMware Air product, which is actually their cloud product of the VRealize operations, right? The only thing that they can't do is plug into the cloud connections as seamlessly for Azure, but they have basically the same interaction that OMS has with AWS. It'd be the same experience. If I remember correctly, the 7 announcement is actually going to be a little bit tighter, but nothing to pick up on that yet. So, but it's a competing product. This is just going to be tied tightly to Microsoft's products, right? So the big piece for OMS is the tie-in with VMware, with Azure Automation, and with the HD Insight.
Another important point, actually, I forgot to mention, is that this ties in directly with System Center. So if you have System Center installed on-premise, you don't have to actually go and install the agent, a separate agent, to all your on-premise systems. You just tie the System Center server to this, and all the information from System Center goes into OMS. So yeah, we did the questions. I mean, my only action item for you guys is just to go try it out today. It takes 10 minutes to set up. It's free, and you'll get, once you download the agent and install it somewhere, you'll start getting data right away. Okay. Thank you everyone for your time.